3JCA and 4ZLK.
4ZLK, KA3JCA.
Richard, just wanted to say hello, see how you were today.
Oh, I'm doing fine. Yeah, I was listening to you guys this morning a little bit, and then I dozed back off. And then my wife said she got up. I said, why'd you get up? She said, Shane and the other guys were talking on the radio.
I didn't mean to kick her out of bed there or wake her up. I would have talked a little quieter if I'd have known.
Instead of KA3JCA, you should have just said KA4JCA and made her answer the radio.
Like my wife, she probably doesn't like talking on the radio.
You hear her laughing? She loves talking on the radio.
You, I don't think I've heard your name yet. Maybe I have, I just don't remember it. Sorry about disturbing you.
Allie. No, that's all right. She needed to get up anyway. She actually went outside and was cleaning the inside of her car out.
Nice to make your acquaintance. And I'm sure it's a chore taking care of Richard there.
It's a big job. KA4JCA.
Came back there. It was quiet almost too long. I hope I didn't say something wrong. Anyway, good to hear you guys this morning. I just wanted to say hello. I'm going to pull in and make another stop.
Okay. I'm taking a guess. You're shuffling around them big brown trailers, correct?
I make bulk deliveries, a few bulk deliveries, and then I make pickups on trailers the rest of the day.
I used to have a friend in Delaware that drove the little brown ones, and he was busy from, I guess, 7 in the morning till sometimes 9 at night.
I did for 20 years. I drove the smaller ones, and this is definitely a lot easier position than what I do now, or this was a lot easier than what I used to do. So, plus I have air conditioning.
But I could not imagine the smaller ones, the smaller vehicles having air conditioning, and then you jumping in and out every so many yards or feet or even a mile, in and out, hot, cold, hot, cold.
And do for you, KB2HXS, y'all.
And Richard, you're right. I understand why there's not in the smaller one, and it worked out. But I'm going to let you two have it. Dave, Richard, Dave, I don't know if you've talked before. I'll let you guys have it. N4ZLK.
I'm going to leave? Oh, darn it. See you later. KB2HXS. Good morning.
Good morning. You said it's KB2HXS, KA3JCA.
What was your call again? You got a little scratchy there.
Kilo Alpha 3, Juliet Charlie Alpha, KA3JCA.
Well, very good. Now, the 3 call comes from where?
Comes from Delaware, sir.
Okay, so almost my neck of woods. See, you're outnumbered, Shane, if you're hearing us. It makes fun of me because I say my call sometimes a little too fast.
Ah, you're from New Jersey.
No, Long Island, New York.
Oh, okay, that was my next guess. Yeah, it turned out that Shane and I were talking, and comes to find out his wife is from Lewis, Delaware, and it's just down the road from where I lived in Frederica, Delaware.
Oh, Delaware is not that big of a state. It's just kind of like Rhode Island, right?
That's it. I think the whitest part is down there by Rehoboth Beach and, of course, Newcastle County, Wilmington area. I think you can walk across it in an hour, and downstate you can walk across it in probably half a day.
Yep. Oh, yeah. I've been through that state a few 100,000 times when I drove a truck. Used to go out the 301 bridge and tunnel expansion.
Yeah, I lived in Delaware for 20-plus years and enjoyed it. And then when I went in the military, or when I got out of the military, I'm sorry, I worked for the police department there for Dover Police. And then I left and went to Florida for several years and worked for the YMCA and the Red Cross. And, of course, Disney World. I really enjoyed that one the best. And then moved back here to South Carolina.
Well, it kind of sound like me. I moved down to Florida in 2000. I was still driving the truck. And I got off the road and got into air conditioning a couple of years after I was down there. And then we moved up here about 2 years ago.
I moved to Florida. I moved to, I started off in Lake Wales and then went to Dundee and Winter Haven, and then Kissimmee is where I ended up. And then in 2015, we moved here to Greenville.
Yeah, I was in Vero Beach, so we were almost neighbors in Florida, too. Probably about the same distance apart. Yeah, but we moved up here in 2020. We bought a house up here in Greer. Gurr. We bought an older home in the older section. We got a couple acres. We're pretty happy. So that's what we're doing.
That's kind of what I wanted to do, but my disability, I ended up in a house, a single ranch, that actually fit my medical needs, and I have to deal with the HOA, but that's not a big problem. But my goal was initially to find like 5 acres of land that I could build a ranch on and put me up a lot of towers for my amateur radio and build a nice little ham shack that had a nice little kitchenette slash room off to the side, so during contest season and stuff like that, I could just go out there and have my little man cave. KA3JCA.
Yeah, I got pretty lucky. The house that we bought, we're on 2.8 acres, and on the property is a 24x30 building, which is my man cave slash practice room slash, you know, band room kind of thing. So we got pretty fortunate with that. And I haven't put my tower up just yet, but I don't have any HOAs to worry about. My neighbors are not that close to me. Plus, I don't do a lot of low band stuff. So, I mean, I listen. I don't do a lot of CW work or anything like that. But I'll put a tower up eventually.
Wanted to jump in there. I loved HF, and I did some CW for a while. Matter of fact, I actually got my code speed up just enough to get my 20 words per minute before they did away with the code, just to say that I could do it. But it doesn't matter to me that, you know, they did away with it. But I like the HF, but I'll be honest, here lately I've gotten involved in DMR, and I've got a DMR radio and a hotspot. And I tell you what, talking basically HF on that thing is awesome, because basically it's all digital voice, and I can talk to people in different, and I don't have to worry about pulling anybody out of the noise.
Mine is getting into DMR. He's going to be moving down here. Actually, he's coming down in August to come visit. And he's going to be bringing his DMR radio. I don't know enough about it to, you know, have any kind of opinion on it either way. I might get into it. I don't know yet. I don't really know what, you know, what radio I have to purchase, or, you know, what do I have to, is there anything on the license I have to do or register somewhere or something. I really don't have too much knowledge on it.
Thing you have to do is just have to have a ham ticket right now, and you can register for a free DMR ID online. And once you get your DMR ID, you just have to purchase a radio. There's different ones out there. I used to have an MD380 by TYT, and I just found it difficult to program, and a lot of people just weren't helpful. So I waited. Hold on 1 second. Sorry about that. I ended up buying myself an Anytone 878 UV2+, because it's actually rated for amateur, but it's also F9 Part 90 commercial grade. So you can actually set the radio up to be either, and it's within FCC compliance. But I have the radio, and I have a little Pi-Star hotspot that I bought as a package and connected to the internet. And like I say, I get on there and I can talk to other states, I can talk to other countries, and it's like you and I are talking right now.
I'm looking into purchasing the FT991A, and I don't know if that does DMR or not, or I'm not sure which radio manufacturers will have that built in or not. I got to do some more investigation on that.
991A, isn't that by Yaesu?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, I think it does, like, fusion or something like that. It may be does digital mode. I had another friend talking about it. I just haven't researched it myself either. The one I got, it does analog or digital, and it does both amateur band, and you can actually, if you have a commercial license, you can get the code to unlock it to get the commercial. The only problem is when you put it in the commercial mode, all you get is channel numbers per se. You actually can't do stuff from the keypad anymore. That way it doesn't accidentally get changed.
Gotcha. All right. Oh, very good, sir. Very good. Well, anyway, Richard, I'm almost to the house here. I'm done. Did my one service call for the morning, and I'm heading home to hang out with the wife and the grandkids, unless my phone rings. Then I'm off again.
You did the air conditioning work?
Yeah, I'm a heat and air guy. Been doing it a long time. And, I'm kind of semi, I'm trying to be semi-retired, but my phone rings too much, so I got to go out and fix stuff, which is fine.
I know how that is. I actually, when I worked in Florida, I was worked at a hotel that I stayed at for a while. It was jack of all trades, and I went out and got my license to work on small air conditioning units and so forth like that. So, all righty, well, I'll let you go enjoy the kids and the grandkids and all that, and have fun, and I'll be around monitoring. I'm usually on throughout the day. KA3JCA, V73, after yours.
All right, sir. Have a good day. KB2HXS, nice and slow. Nice and slow for the people that don't understand me from around here. Have a good day, sir. 73.